Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This Sunday, we had our Life Change Sunday, and we looked at the story of the Ethiopian in Acts chapter 8 that got baptized. I want to start with this verse. In verse 26, it says, "Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, 'Go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza.' So he started out, and on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch." Now, this is the thing about Philip that you need to know, is that, you know, he was one of the early disciples, and during the persecution, as people scattered out of Jerusalem, Philip ended up going down to Samaria to share the gospel there, and an incredible revival broke out, and Philip was kind of like the leader of that revival movement, that, you know, people were coming to faith. It's important because when you look back at the start of the book of Acts, Jesus told them to, you know, they would be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the othermost parts of the earth. So here's, you know, they started obviously in Jerusalem, and then Philip goes down to Samaria, and an incredible, revival breaks out. But then the Holy Spirit tells him, "I want you to go down south to head towards, this," where he wasn't sure exactly where he was going, I don't believe, but ends up running into this Ethiopian eunuch. And if you know the story, this guy was one of the officials of the queen's treasury down in Ethiopia. At the time, Jerusalem, or the people in Jerusalem, considered that area to be the othermost parts of the earth. So Philip is literally reaching someone from that area, which is just a fulfillment of what Acts chapter 1 said. Nevertheless, the interesting thing is that when he reaches that guy, the Ethiopian eunuch, he hears the word of God, he hears the gospel because Philip shares it with him, and immediately he gets baptized. As Philip is sharing with him, he looks down and says, "Well, here's some water, let's get baptized." I bring it up because there's two things in the scripture here that I wanted to point out. One is just, God is in control. God is orchestrating the events. When he tells them, "I want you to be my witnesses," you know, here, there, and everywhere, God literally set it up so that that's exactly what would happen, that they would be a fulfillment of what God had said, and they would be witnesses. And Philip went immediately. But imagine, you know, Philip would have been a successful pastor of this movement in Samaria. You know, why not send someone else, someone less important maybe? You know, if he's kind of like a catalyst for what's happened in Samaria, why would he be the one to go? And yet, as soon as the Lord told him to do it, he was on his way. That's something that I think marks, our faith, is that when we hear God, we just respond. You know, we don't hesitate. That's what Philip did. And then Philip runs into this Ethiopian guy. He obviously was a man of great wealth, of great importance, in a position of the government, but he was seeking after God. Why else would you travel all the way to Jerusalem? And while you're there, you know, you can't get into the temple because you're a foreigner. But you pick up a copy of the scroll of Isaiah. So on the way home, you're reading the scroll of Isaiah, and particularly Isaiah 53, which is really a messianic prophecy. And Philip comes up to him and says, "Hey, you know, what are you reading?" He goes, "I don't know. I don't even understand it. How will I know unless someone teaches me?" And Philip is right there to teach him that this whole passage really points to the beauty of Jesus. And he tells him all the good news of the gospel. And it's the eunuch who looks down and sees water and says, "Hey, there's water. Why should I be baptized?" I think that immediacy, that urgency to not miss out on what God has for us, that's a mark of what it means to be a Christ follower. Now, let's be honest, though. We who call ourselves Christ followers, do we act with the same urgency that when God speaks to us, we immediately, try to do exactly what he says? And I think that's really what it means to be a Christ follower, is that when he speaks, we listen and we do it. You know, we obey it. Not because it's some kind of, a weight on our shoulders, but it's simply a response to who God is that we respond to his goodness and kindness and his leading in our life. But the reality is, I don't know if you're like me, but there are just times when I'm not listening. You know, I don't want to do the thing I know God's asking me to do. I don't want to forgive that person. I don't want to let go of that. I don't want to write that check. There are just times I don't want to obey. There are times I don't want to, open my mouth and say something. There are times I don't want to confront. There are times I don't want to care for. Times I'm just lazy. And I think the scriptures point to a different type of relationship with God, one of obedience, one in which we're looking for the voice of God, and we immediately respond. Father, I pray that you help me and people like me to respond to you, that when we hear your voice, we'd be listening for that and we'd act in obedience. Help us to not come up with reasons to not obey. Help us to not come up with other things to do that we're too busy to hear your voice and to follow you. God, I pray that you just help our trust in you grow as we learn to act with more urgency when you're leading us. We ask that in your son's name. Amen. Amen. Take a second as you're finishing up today and think about the things that God may have for you that you don't want to miss out on, some excuse or some reason to not follow, and talk to the Lord about it. Until next time, God bless.